So the topic we're talking about, the topic of life. We started off with the statement that the final encapsulation of Kol HaTorah in one mitzvah is, Habakkuk said, Tzadik v'munoso yichye. He didn't say that the person has to have a munich. He says that the person's chiyus, person's life, is based on his amunah, which is it's really a way of even clarifying for oneself what his amunah is. The person, our goal with our amunah is that we should have such a clear picture of life from amunah that Kosh Bov created us, and Kosh Bov who gave us all that we need to succeed in life, physical, spiritual, that gives us a chiyus. That gives us always energy to go forward. Never to feel that there's nothing to live for, or I can't make it in life. Because Adarav, the Amunah gives me the power to continue living and take advantage of life. There's another factor which the Mashgiach mentioned, which we spoke about a little bit last time, is that somebody wants to clarify something that is not so clear to him, and he's intrigued by it. He sees a puzzle and he wants to put the pieces together. So he's very excited every day, tries to do a little bit more to put it together. Or he's a mathematician, he has some type of calculation which is complicated and he's constantly working on it. Or whatever it is, a physicist is trying to understand something. It gives the person also a chius to try to clarify things that are not clear. And we have a lot of clarity in life because Hashem revealed to us the essence of life. Hashem revealed to us that He created the world. He revealed to us the Torah, how we're supposed to behave, when He gave us the Seres HaDibros and how Sinai. So we have a lot that is revealed. But as much as it's revealed, there's always more to clarify and to have a clear picture of what's really important, and or clarify myself, understand myself better, which kofas do I have, how can I use them better to be a better person. That also is part of the fears of life, the search and the desire to uncover even more wealth in our lives is something that gives us fears. Okay, I'm on page Tufish Lamed on the bottom. Whoever wants it. The Mishnah at the end of Seita describes the Yerides Adoris, how the whole world, as we're getting closer to the time of Mashiach, is going to become very valueless. Emes Nederes, people are not interested in truth. The belief in general in the world, the average person, and the Goyish world, and the secular world, non-believer, morality completely disintegrates. Everything that's happening in our generation is already described in the Mishnah at the end of Satan. So one of the things it says there, Ein Deiresh, Ein Vavakesh, Ein Shoya. Nobody is searching, taking interest in answering questions even. The bottom line is that who can rely on? There's nobody to rely on anymore. Yes, we have a Kosh Bov to rely on. That's basically the tekufa preceding Mashiach is a tekufa which we come to a conclusion. There's nobody we can rely on. Only on a Kosh Bov. All those different things that we thought we could rely on are not reliable. But in the Torah HaDvarim, the way it says it is, in Teresh, in the Vakish, in Shoyim. So he says, it's an interesting lotion, and we see that the Chazal are pointing out that aside from all these other things that we mentioned, lack of belief, lack of morality, lack of honesty, it says that there's no Kreach HaDrisha. If a person is not searching for truth in life, value in life, then there's no way to save the person. It's out of place. The method, if you notice that there was a period of time, starting about 50 years ago or so, that the world was very Goyish and Avakish. People came to all kind of interesting conclusions, but that's in the whole thrust of the Baal Tshuva movement was part of that. That there was a spirit in the younger generation of the world that whatever the world accepts, we're not accepting, and we're searching for some deeper truths. Or higher values than the world is willing to accept. Not just going to be like everybody else, for power, wealth, everything else. He wants values. And this went this way, the other one the other way. But that was one of the openings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the world to bring many Jews back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They searched and they found it. Found the truth over here. I remember I'm from New York. There's a couple that came that moved into the neighborhood, and they had an interesting story. They were going around in the Far East, and one of the things was to try to get into these whatever they call these guys, priests over there. And some of them, they made a whole thing. Like you have to like wait for months to get in. You have to beg and everything else. Anyway, they went through the whole process, and they finally got in. And the guy was said, "You guys are Jews. What are you coming to me for?" Said he was mad at the children. Yeah. But Hashem set them up that way. Yeah. But like I was saying, in order for a person to really have what he can get out of life, he has to be interested in searching for value in life. Unfortunately, nowadays it became more popular that life has no value, and just got to make as much money as possible. Because as we know, in America, the rule is, the guy who dies with the most money is the most successful one. Yeah, that's what life is all about, amassing money. But Baruch Hashem, we want the achilles in our life. And the achilles of our life is, like we're saying, life is an adventure. Every day we have new challenges. Every day we're looking for more clarity. And come upon us, starts in clarity in ourselves, appreciating how special we are, every one of Klal Yisrael is. Coach Vogel, Toymis, etc. I go from that's what he's saying. This thing of Drisha, the person is taking interest in trying to clarify things in life, is the out of place. If we don't have that, then we're really stuck. But what do we have? Rak Dov Rech and Nishalahed, and Mi Onu, and Mi Lonu Lishon, and Lavinu Shavah Shemayim, Emunet, saying even if the spirit of the world is not to take interest in a Chanani, we're not involved in all that searching, but we have to, at least, the basic thing, we have to stay with his amunet. We have a father, Hashemayim. Ani Hashem Yishoy, Vesachroinim Anigun. We spoke into the Itona, Atzoy Kolotoyos, Kolotun Chavishoy. A Jew always has to feel that I'm never alone. I always have a Kodesh Boko with me. And that's the fact. Now, without doing too much searching, if you just open up our eyes, we see each one of us, especially here in Eretz Yisrael, Hashem is with us. We have a special Siyata Neshamaya guiding us. If you even just take we don't even know how things are going to play out. But just the current events in the last few weeks over here. We had a year that looked like there won't be anything left of any public Jewish observance in the country, which is a tragedy more for the people that are traditional than for us. Because us, we're going to remain with our things. They're not going to stop us. You never know where they're heading, but they weren't planning to make a Yisra, even a Torah, and Shemir Shabbos. Not yet. But for the simple people that had a certain level of recognition or part of life was Shabbos, a certain basic level of Tefillah, whatever they had, that was definitely was a strong half. It's still there. Take anything away, any Jewish nature, or whatever you want to call it, of our country to be removed, and just be a matter of individuals that are going against it. Baruch Hashem, we showed it with this vocal. I think more than we showed it is the traditional people showed it. Without the traditional people, we wouldn't have the government. The Haredi, Makasha, father would do this. But we have a tremendous amount of people that were not fully from, but they showed that it's important to them. The beautiful term of our Amuna, we call Hashem not the Almighty God in this pasuk. We call him, it's true, he's the Almighty God. Avinu Shemah Shemayim, we have a father. The concept of having a father is one of the most basic concepts in life. Concepts of having a family is one of the most basic concepts in life. Kamat doesn't exist anymore in our planet. But that's we have to realize that the whole world is running and doing their things. But we're showing that for us it's important. We have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we have a father, and we have a father Shabbat Shemayim, and we have a family over here also. This is something so important for all of us. It's something for us to always read, to be mechazik, to appreciate how special this is. Yeah. I have a friend, he works with a lot of natural people here in Eretz Yisrael. Somebody was speaking once with a woman, she's very, very successful, intellectual, and everything else. She said, by us, when a kid reaches age 10, there's no more family. He's busy with his things, and we're busy with our things, and that's more or less. Yeah. But somebody pointed out, a chacham once pointed out, said an interesting thing. He says, if you notice, by all the animals, the animal is born as a small, helpless animal, and its mother has to take care of it. But that's a matter of a few weeks, a few months. Then, like a horse, a goat, whatever it is, a bird, the mother takes care of the offspring for a short period of time, and then it's on its own. There's no family. Humanity, which we would assume the humanity is the most developed of all of wildlife, so if it's more advanced, then it should become independent even younger. And it's the exact opposite. It's a weird thing. Everything by us works better than other animals. Our heart is stronger, our brain is what kind of different things we have, much more advanced than all other animals. So why is our development after birth slower than everybody else? It doesn't fit in with the whole picture. Yeah. Someone wants to say we're all born premature, we're supposed to be inside for another 10 years. Yeah. But I don't think the wise would be able to hold that after 10 years. Can you imagine? Yeah. But anyway, this Chacham said that this is the way Hashem set it up. Because an animal, all it has to, what does it have to get from the parents? All it has to get from the parents is enough to sustain itself by itself. Therefore, there's nothing to learn from the parents. How to hunt, that's an instinct that everybody had. You never found a tiger or whatever it may be, a cow or a horse, whatever it may be, having a problem that was brought up by somebody else. It was a Yosef or something like that. It doesn't need a parent. It's programmed for what it is, the simple thing that it needs to fight for its survival or to look for food or to protect himself from something else. That's there. So there's no need to be in the environment of the parent. But by us, because we have more intelligence, we need more guidance how to use our intelligence, to use it properly, the values that we have. And that's why Hashem set it up in a fashion that we have to be dependent on the parents for a much longer period of time, so that we could be in the right environment for a long period of time before we go on our own, and then we have things set up properly. That's how we see, already from these parshas, from the beginning of class, or the others, yeah, the oyel of Soda, oyel of Rivka, there's a certain inner environment which the others grew up in, from one generation to the next, and the values that they got were transferred from one generation to the next, and that's the way you are. Ad Hayom Hazeh, Klal Yisrael, we have so many values that are built into us. It comes from that. Yeah. So Amunah, what we're saying is not just belief, but it's a connection to the thing we believe in. That's what's different than what the Goyish understanding of belief. For Goy, as long as you believe in something, you have zero connection to it. You believe this is this, and then once you believe that, everything's going to work out. So there's no interaction between you and what you believe. Yeah. But yes, like I said, it's all interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it be our tefillahs, believing our Torah, or even our midas Torahs. Our midas Torahs is also like, look into the midas of Hashem and emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah. So Kopana, he's saying that the last thing that was necessary to encapsulate the Torah was the statement of Sadeg and Munosi Yichya on the top of the next page. That koyach we should have, which nowadays is not so popular, koyach of yes, looking, searching, demanding, trying to find more, that brings us to higher levels of the Yir Shemayim, the more he opens up his eyes to what's going on around him. Yoshuni, bring the Targum, says, Tovu dachat l'Hashem, search for, demand for Yir Shemayim. Yeah, he said, we already wrote that the only mitzvah that says in the Torah, this statement is Yir Shemayim. It says, L'man tilma di Yir Hashem l'kev kol hayom. Life is all about learning what Yir Shemayim is and to be zeicher to it. And that comes through Drisha. So now I'm saying a deeper idea, a slightly different idea than I was saying before. So because Yir Shemayim comes from Drisha. I'm searching. Emuna yinachavo. Ein tzach lilmoid emuna. You don't have to learn emuna. You don't have to search for it. Ein on the elul das shu yisbach lekim chayim. All we have to do is know and feel that Hashem is the source of life. So basically he's saying, so this is a different point, and he's saying that Yir Shemayim comes from yes searching. Yir Shemayim is something that the person has to build throughout his life to make his interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu more real. You see, with Avraham Avinu, with all the nisyonos that he went through in his life, that was to build up his Yir Shemayim, to see where he was holding Yir Shemayim. Till he had the Nisayon of that Keda, which was the final test to show that it was a complete Yir Shemayim. He was so in tune with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shef Yisrael, Shef Yisrael, Hashem says, don't Shef Yisrael, don't Shef Yisrael. Everything is mamish feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything he's doing. And Mune, he's saying, is to live with that clarity that life comes from Hashem. Hashem is the source of the life of the world and the source of my personal life, and He's always with me. That feeling that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with me, that's called Emunah. Yiddish Shemayim is where I relate to Hashem. But Emunah is the clarity that I'm always with Hashem. Hashem never forsakes me. He never will forsake me. If a person has Emunah, he's automatically kind close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, from my name, he has a kibbutz to Hashem by the mere fact that he has Emunah in Hashem, that he recognizes that his life is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the source of the life of the world. He says, there's no denying that he has to be a tzaddik. To have a moon, you don't have to be a tzaddik. It says the Feirish. Korev Hashem l'chol kor ol l'chol ha-sheikul v'mes. If we're willing to dive into Hashem, we have that level of a moon, even when we're doing a lot of avodas, but we're close to Hashem. That's like a father and a son, like you said. Avinu shel ha-shamayim. If we interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one, like we're saying, who's giving our life, and the one who listens to us. That even if we're not on the level yet to perfect ourselves in other shmiras and mitzvahs even, we're not the biggest tzaddikim, Hashem is close to us. He understands us. Kamavan, He wants us to aspire to get to a higher madregas. But there's a tremendous chiddush, because by interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I'm putting myself in a position of being like the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I accept into me a Avinu shel ha-shamayim, I'm basically saying I'm your son, and the son and the father. It's a close relationship. It's more than that. Says, Karev Hashem l'chol, Karev l'chol sheguv v'emes. You have to be honest. If I say I'm a Rosh and I don't want to talk to Hashem, how can I talk to Hashem? I'm a Rosh, then I miss the boat. Because like we said, Hashem loves everybody. As long as we interact with Him, He's with us. But there's three ways of doing it. Either the Rosh says, I'm a Rosh, therefore I cannot interact with Hashem. The second way, a person could say, well, in order to interact with Hashem, I have to be a tzaddik. So I decided I'm a tzaddik, automatic tzaddik. I became a tzaddik, I'm a tzaddik. So I start diving to Hashem, oh, I got to Hashem, the biggest tzaddik in the world. What kind of people are diving to Hashem? So I converted myself into a tzaddik. So there is a certain relative because of diving to Hashem, yeah. But otherwise, the person's not there. That's what he's saying. That's also wrong. A person doesn't have to be afraid to be honest with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not the world's biggest tzaddik. Karuda Ellis, I'm honest with myself. I know where I'm holding. I have some redeeming qualities, and each one of us has a lot of redeeming qualities. I have certain things I'm not deciding. I'm not running away from them. But I'm calling to you, Hashem, I'm with you. That brings the kibbutz between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Karuda Ellis. Yes, he says, even this person is a Rosh, he's not concealing himself. He's not trying to hide from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And even so, he interacts with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, then Hashem is close to him. I feel a rush of Batech Hashem Chesed Yisavuzenu. Even a rush of that is Yitofen and Hashem, he will have a special Chesed from Hashem. Okay. So that's the bottom line is of life. There's Eitha. They have a different life than the rest of the world. A plant has its life, plant's life. You put water on it and it gets bigger and bigger until it gets chopped down. You don't even water dries up. Animals have their life. They have enough food. They survive and overpower the food that they eat. And they live and they die. That's their life. That's the life of everything else. But us, Klal Yisrael, we have a completely different type of life. Our chiyus stems from our interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is a beautiful thing that was added at the end of the shiur today. That if our life is our interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then every Jew can have that life.
No matter where he's holding.
Whether he's a big ecstatic or not far away from that. Of course, he can interact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He could even feel comfortable that Hashem is close to him, even if he's not the biggest tzaddik. Come over. It's good that he's a bigger tzaddik and to aspire to that, because that's what life is all about. But if a person lives his life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he has a higher level of chis. He elevated himself above the life of the rest of wildlife. And he put himself in the realm of the life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That life of HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a special Siyat Shemayim. He said, "Viteh Hashem, Tezin is very venom. Shavizayka, or not let the Esau convince us that we're too much Ashurim. Not let him convince us that we're too much Tzadikim. We are what we are. More Hashem, we have a lot of good things. But the main thing is that what makes us special is we have a different type of chiyus that no other creature in the world has. The chiyus of living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take advantage of it, Hashem. Live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our tefillahs, and our midas toyos. Tell you to this one, anything you do. Have a lifted life."